November is kind of the month tied to the idea of giving back, and we want to focus specifically on people with food insecurity in our state. It actually might surprise you just how many people in Connecticut don't know where their next meal is going to come from, and they don't know that on a regular basis. Joining us back on the show is Jason Jakubowski, who is the president and CEO of Connecticut Food Share. And Jason, welcome back. Thank you for your time. Let's start right there with how many people in Connecticut are considered to be food insecure.
Yeah, well, great to be back here, Melissa. The answer is 475,000. There's about 475,000 people in the state of Connecticut that are food insecure. And according to Feeding America, it's about a 23% increase over what it was last year. We're seeing lines at our pantries and at our mobile trucks that are as long as they were during the pandemic in some cases. So,
wow.
I think there's this misconception that Connecticut is Connecticut is the richest state in the country. But there's this misconception that everybody benefits from that wealth. There's still a significant amount of poverty in this state.
And I'm no mathematician, Jason, as you know, but
neither am I. So we're
right?
Good. This is good.
Fantastic. We love that. So together we can kind of I guess
we can say whatever we want. Nobody's going to fact check.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I know. Right. As if we didn't live in that kind of world. When you hear though more than 400,000 Connecticut residents, I do know what like. You know, I would say there's a little more than 3 million people who live in Connecticut. But I mean, as I round up, I think of the fact that, you know, that's not too far off from being, you know, what, a sixth of our state?
Yeah, about one in every six people in the state of Connecticut are food insecure. I think the worst stat, though, is that it's one in every four children. I mean, that's the one that really gets me, is that 25% of the children in the state of Connecticut don't know where their next meal is coming from. And, obviously we think that's unacceptable. That's why we do what we do every day. But in a state like Connecticut with the resources that we have, that's just – we've got to find a better way.
And when you say before, Jason, that we've seen a 23% spike in the amount of people who have become food insecure in just a year's time, that's significant. I mean we're talking about now that food insecurity is not maybe just in your urban cities, for example. I believe, if I can remember correctly, I don't know if it came from Connecticut Food Share, but a recent report in just the last couple of months showed that there is someone considered to be food insecure in every single municipality in Connecticut, which to me says that this is a problem that it doesn't matter if you live in, for example, Fairfield County, which is considered one of the richest counties in the country. Food insecurity is alive and well. That's a problem.
Yeah, look, absolutely, yes. And we serve at least one family in each of the 169 towns. I mean, there's a lot of people that think that what we do is just Bridgeport, Hartford, New Haven. And obviously, we distribute a tremendous amount of food in Bridgeport, Hartford, New Haven, Stamford, the big cities. But we also provide food to the affluent suburbs, Avon, Simsbury, Greenwich, Darien. People always say to me, they say Greenwich. They said, really? You know, you go to neighbor food pantry in Greenwich. I mean, they serve 1,000 families down there. That's the richest town in the richest state in the richest country in the world. And then there's the small towns, you know, Easton, Weston, Cornwall, Union. Their challenges are different in that, you know, there's such small population. It may take somebody 45 minutes or an hour to even be able to get to a grocery store. Mm-hmm. So, you know, whether it's the cities, whether it's affluent suburbs, whether it's small rural towns, we serve all 169. And that's kind of the one of the challenges we have here in Connecticut.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, Jason is the president and CEO of the Connecticut Food Share and giving us some real time statistics and a snapshot of just how dire this issue is in Connecticut. And I won't even go down the rabbit hole of saying if we're having these problems in Connecticut, you can only imagine how other states are faring. But with a focus on our state.
You're absolutely
right
about that. I mean, we're part of the Feeding America network. There's 199 food banks across the country. We all the CEOs just got together back in Chicago in October. And yeah, I mean, this is I guess that I don't know whether it's good news or bad news, but we're not alone here in Connecticut. I mean, this is something that's happening all over the country.
Mm-hmm, exactly. And so, you know, what would you say? Obviously, I don't think it takes a brain surgeon to say that inflation, I think, plays a part.
You
in
and
this.
I are not we're not qualified for that either. I'll point
we're
that
just
out.
Trying to give back to the people. I mean,
you're we're doing just it, trying to give back to the people. Right? Don't trust us with math. Don't trust us with brain surgery.
No, I wouldn't. Oh gosh, I wouldn't. And that's so not a knock at you, Jason, because what you're doing with trying to feed hungry people is a beautiful thing. But no, I will not be asking you to do brain surgery anytime soon. But I will ask you, what are some solutions? Obviously, we know that when you look at, for example, inflation, that obviously is a big reason for why people have become more food insecure. I mean, that number going up 23%, that is extraordinary. So what can people do?
Well, I think that the two things that we hear the most from the people that we serve at our lines, whether it be at one of our pantries or whether it be at one of our mobile trucks, the two things we hear the most, number one is always cost of groceries. That is definitely something that comes across. And look, I mean, I buy groceries too. I mean, $7.50 for a box of Raisin Bran is ridiculous.
Yeah.
But I understand. I mean, that's something that everybody's dealing with. The other piece is the cost and availability of housing. That's a real problem here in the state of Connecticut. And, you know, there need to be some innovative solutions in terms of, you know, how can we help people find whatever, you know, find just a place to live. I mean, not everybody needs a McMansion. I mean, it's just about finding a place to be able to rest at night. So, and then on top of it, you've got all the other expenses. You know, you've got people have to make choices. Do they pay for their heat? Do they pay for their electric bill? Do they pay for their medication? Or do they pay for food? And almost always the choice is, well, I can't go without heat. I can't go without electricity. I can't go without medication. I could probably skip a couple meals. And that's not a choice that anybody should have to make.
No, no. And especially when you say that statistic, which just is gut-wrenching, 1 in 4 children in Connecticut are considered hungry. I mean, that's just inexcusable, to say the least, Jason. I mean, are there any solutions I mean, obviously, we know that there are a lot of eyes on the election and whoever gets into office and trying to handle that issue, but that's a much bigger scale. What are some smaller solutions, if you will? What are some ways that people can try to relieve the situation at hand right now in Connecticut?
Well, yeah, and by the way, you're absolutely right. I mean, the people always talk about solving hunger. I've done this job for almost 8 years now, and one of the conclusions I've come to is no one's going to solve hunger without there being some government support and
Absolutely.
Some government intervention. I mean, that is definitely a piece of the pie. Reinvesting in things like the SNAP program, the TFAP program, the CSFP program for seniors, bringing back a child tax credit. I mean, those are the types of things that have direct relief, but those are macro level solutions. You're talking about what can people do in their day-to-day lives. And I think the key there is to support, you know, not only Connecticut Food Share as the state's food bank, but also your local food pantry. I mean, I saw, you know, that your news is sponsored by Bridgeport Rescue Mission. They're one of our 600 pantries out there in the state of Connecticut. And, you know, volunteer some time either with us or with a local pantry. You can donate, make a monetary donation. You can donate food. And coming up, I mean, we're about to start our Thanksgiving for All campaign over the next couple of weeks leading up to Thanksgiving. Our goal is to collect and distribute 50,000 Thanksgiving meals to people in need across the state of Connecticut. So if you want to donate one of those meals, you know, either physically or virtually, go to ctfoodshare.org and we can definitely help you do that.
Yeah. And again, if you do want any more information on ways to give back, and certainly if you're somebody who's in need and you want to find a location near you, you can also check out, again, their website, ctfoodshare.org. And Jason, I want to thank you for the role that you play, president and CEO of Connecticut Food Share, and for giving us a snapshot as to where Connecticut really stands with this issue. I know it's nationwide, but certainly with a focus on our state, it's very prevalent. So thank you. We always appreciate your time.